We've been actively involved in the purchase and sale of all forms of rare coins and precious metals and scrap gold and jewelry and diamonds for many moons. We deal with diamonds. We're very wholesale. We're very fair. We actually recently dealt with people who work for other major name diamond retailers who come to us when their kids get married to buy diamonds. We're fair. We're honest. I know some people, I'll tell you folks, there's one grading system. That's the GIA grading system, Gemological Institute of America. We've been associated for years with a jewelry store, and that they'll create their own grading standards that sound like the GIA standards, but slide the scale over. There's a lot of different games. I'm not a big fan of it. And here, I'll be honest with you, here's the deal. Because we do many, many millions of dollars a month in volume in precious metals, very low margin, but you can do the math. We offer diamonds, and we don't have a big flashy jewelry store. It's called Clock Tower Jewelry. We've kind of consolidated it overall. We're short staffed. We're not overkill on it, but we offer diamonds and at a real wholesale price. But you know what? You get us to hand pick them. We've got a nice inventory. We look through them. We're not going to say, you know, oh, here's a good one that's got ugliness in it. I won't get into all the details, but it's just a service we offer that's unique to no other that I'm aware of, and that's the truth, because I don't need the money. It's not, and not that if I did, it'd be okay, but the point is jewelers have to make a lot of money on a small amount of product, and the markups are just exorbitant. When you get into companies, the Zales and, you know, all this kind of stuff, their markups are just terrible. I was talking to a gal here recently who worked at a store I'm not going to mention because I want to protect her anonymity. She said at 75% off, which is what employees get, their diamonds still cost almost twice as much as what I'm charging her. Which is consistent with my experience. That would mean, this is going to be terrible, but that would mean when people drop $10,000 at Zales or whatever, or K Jewelers, all the mall stars are the same. Fred Meyer, don't fool yourself. Don't think, oh yeah, well, JCPenney, whatever. That means if you drop $10K, it's worth $1,250. That's their cost, and we pay cost. We buy materials. Another thing I just want to throw out there, jewelry appraisals. They used to be a way of making jewelers a lot of money if you took a loss. And they were an insurance thing, and you'd get these really high jewelry appraisals, just exorbitant. We get people that still come in with these things, and it's crazy. And then non-GIA type appraisals, they just appraise things crazy high. You think about, I don't know if you ever heard on the radio, we used to have it, the Shane Company, you know, and this guy was like, his name was something Shane, and he was all over the Northwest, and he'd say, our diamonds guarantee to appraise for double. What are you talking about? You mean, you know, you're marking it way up, and after I buy it, it's worth double? Well, that's because the appraisal's a piece of paper. Remember, I've been in this buying and selling business for a few years. A piece of paper doesn't buy a diamond. eBay doesn't buy. I mean, what people ask is one thing. What things sell for is another. Books don't buy. I mean, they are worth what they're worth. And they have a hard, nice liquid asset value, but appraisals can just go silly. Or custom jewelry, We don't like it because I had a custom jeweler for quite a while. I mean, it's terrible. It's people spend $3,500 to design a ring that I can now get from one of the major USA wholesalers, largest in the world, and they have CAD design and size adjustments and all that. I mean, we'd have to charge $3,500 for a custom ring that I can get for $900 and sell to you for $1,200 or something. And that also includes my shipping and mounting and all that, you know? And they like doing it because they get $100 an hour or whatever, but the overall quality of the product is worse. If you look at custom jewelry, all the rings are the same. They're curvy and bent, and, you know, they've got the little tiny, I mean, it's always the same look. I've been doing this for too long. They're very nice in the 80s, but that's it. Now we got CAD, computer-aided drafting, and how about, what do you call that, 3D printers. I mean, we design this stuff, and then we have a place, no, I don't have the printer here, but we have a place that we print it up. I mean, it's like they print the thing up, you design it, they print it up, and then they do an impression mold and whatnot, and it's just, it's a way better gig. We're fair, we're honest, I'll leave it at that. I promise you, if it comes right down to it, if you think you're getting a better deal on a diamond, something's wrong. They're either clear, and there's other things you got to know. Clarity enhanced, you know, and super high heat treatment. There's a bunch of other things. You know, you think you're getting a bargain, you're not. We're just honest and fair. And I mean, I have a nice inventory. It's not the greatest. I mean, I probably have, you know, maybe a few thousand carats or something. There's a lot there. So I'll leave it at that. Then I'm going to try to move forward in this lovely world we're living in and figure out where in the heck to pick up and leave off. So here's some stuff that I got to run by you. I would assume that if you're tied up in this world, which most of you probably are, I don't think a lot of you are listening from a spiritual realm, you're a little bit concerned about what's going on. So this weekend, I spoke with a couple friends, three in particular that are doctors. One in particular is in D.C. Another one's local and whatnot. And I got a lot of, not that the doctors make them more knowledgeable, but they just to say they're not fools or something. Maybe they are. I don't know. They're alternative medicine doctors. In other words, smart. But they're medical doctors with holistic approaches, and a friend of mine in D.C. who's involved in a political organization that's extremely powerful and potent and now owns a large media journalism firm filled me in on a lot of stuff. Okay? This weekend, there was a lot of weird stuff going on. You're not going to believe some of this stuff that I found out. Dominion, okay, who's Dominion? Dominion is the company that provides the hardware and software to count votes, to do the vote counting. From there, all hell breaks loose. You've got ownership by Nancy Pelosi and governors of states and corruption, just to check with your IQ. If the United States of America hires somebody to count votes, okay? And by the way, so do the states and so do the counties. But who do you use? Your Uncle Sam, right? You know, the government is your father. And the reason I mean that is, what do we got at the government? Tons of debt. What does America do? Tons of debt. We set the tone and the pace. That's just the way we think. Good enough for the government, good enough for me. Scary. But so if the United States of America has a contract with Dominion to run the vote counting and all this stuff, first of all, wouldn't you think it's pretty solid and legit and secure? How about secondly, where do you think the servers would be located to count the votes? Okay, you got the most important elections in the world, United States of America, counting federal elections. Where do you suppose those servers would be housed? Okay, whatever you said, did you guess Frankfurt, Germany? What? You're telling me that the main server, the servers, I'm not a major computer techie, the main servers that run, that do all the processing of vote counting in the United States of America are in Germany? Wait, are you saying, and the location that houses the servers is a company called Skittle, S-C-Y-T-L. Where is Skittle from? Spain. What? A Spanish company owns the server processing center in Germany for votes in the United States of America. Why would they ever do that? Well, kind of hard to get at, right? So, when I was doing some research, etc., okay, if you go, oh boy, I don't know how you find the video. Let me find it here. The bottom line is, folks, on CNN, well, there was multiple. I saw it on the day of the election, and I was wondering what I was looking at, and it felt like a scam, but I didn't move on it because I didn't know. So basically what you have is on CNN, they showed a guy talking. I really want to find this video and give you a link to it or at least tell you. I know I'm really bad at doing that. I'm like so not good at this. I just do the radio show because I love God and I love this nation. I love you guys. And I love what I do. And God's been so good to me, and it's a blessing. And it's such a blessing that you guys act like I'm okay. I appreciate that. I mean, I really do wing it. And there's no doubt God gave me the gift of gab. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's of any value. So I'm trying to look through here. Come on, baby. Where are you? So the bottom line is this. What happened was there's videos, plural, where they're showing, and by the way, we'll talk about Mr. Wonderful Inslee here pretty quick. We're in deep duty. But it's basically showing that on CNN, there's a guy talking, and this is during election counting. There's a guy talking, and in the background, there's a Democrat versus Republican situation going on, and where they're counting votes. And in the background, all of a sudden, you see one guy's vote count tank, okay, 560 votes. And they document and back up and show you while another gains 560 votes. And then you go into heavy repetition of this phenomena, if you will. And guess what? Every single time a Republican goes down a certain number of votes, a Democrat goes up that same amount of votes. It's simultaneous and it's instantaneous. And then CNN, what blows my mind, the minute that happens, because there's two counters where CNN has their counter at the ribbon on the bottom, and then there's the gold counter from Clarity, whatever the company is, in the middle of the screen. All of a sudden, you see this suspicious, unfavorable vote flop. And the CNN counter is not keeping up because it's not, it's, you know, they're getting the feed from Clarity. They're both getting the feed. And the actual vote count's being manipulated out of Germany. And so as soon as that change takes place, boom, they've got this guy who they're interviewing's face on the screen. Instantly, all the ribbons go away so you don't see it. So this guy who's doing the video, who won video in SGT Report, go to YouTube, I suppose. What does this say? Rumble.com. I'm going to keep this bad boy quiet here. Rumble.com, which I know nothing about. A friend of mine sent me this. SGT Report. Or, you know, just type in Google. Or because you know Google's honest and fair. Try YouTube. Just look up live voter fraud on CNN. And then it says live feed gets updated. This is the single greatest, most egregious example of voter fraud ever captured on live TV. It happened right in front of everyone's eyes. And then he says, watch, rip, copy, share, post everywhere. Fair use, no copyright. And in quotes, he says, the hammer, hashtag scorecard, etc., etc. So look up... you know, he's got live voter fraud on CNN on YouTube if you want to see it. Seriously, you'll see the guy's like at 162,000. Just, I'm going to be, my numbers aren't right. I'm winging it, right? Close, but not perfect. 162,000, or I'm sorry. Yeah, 162,175 votes, right? And then all of a sudden, and say he's in the lead, right? And all of a sudden, he tanks down to whatever the drop is from that to 560. So 161,000, say 615 is the quick number. But while he goes literally down, the other guy goes up. I mean, folks, is that just a glitch? Do you like this, the computer glitch? And then Dominion's denying everything. So here's where I'm going with this. So rumors were flying this weekend. First of all, they had the Million Man MAGA March on D.C. this weekend, okay? Did you see a lot about that on the news? 1 million plus people. I saw aerials. Unbelievable. I'm going to tell you something here that probably doesn't shock most of you. Fox has sold out trash. Okay, Fox threw the election for Biden. They have been rotten to the core. Rotten to the core. They were the only conservative voice. Word is, Newsmax is the new place to go. Thank you, Jesus. They are on the news, or on cable, I guess. I got to start working with them because I've been just nauseously disgusted with most of Fox. The gals on there are terrible, terribly liberal. Not that it's just gals, but you know, there are a lot of the gals with pretty heavy anchor seats annoy me. And so we have, I mean, Sean Hannity's decent. This dude makes $52 million a year. Which I know, to my average listeners, not that much. You guys are probably in, we'll say, in the ballpark of that. You may only be making 30 to 40 million a year. Just kidding. Thousand, I mean. Anyway. So he's making 52 million a year, and he is a bit of a sellout. I mean, Hannity, I was listening to today on the radio, I had to shut it off. He is, they, what happens is these guys figure out where the mainstream is. Then they try to push the mainstream one way or the other until they're hated and they get publicity. With celebrities, all publicity is good publicity. Hannity is all Republican. Rush Limbaugh was very Republican. But he'd throw out some slicers. I mean, that guy, that's why he ticked off the left so bad. Hannity will not take the truth side. He'll take the Republican side. So rather than talking to you about the rumors that were flying this weekend, which are not fully verified, although there's tons of eyewitnesses, word was, and I got this from multiple sources, and I can't guarantee it, they had to go through German authorities, and they seized these Dominion servers from Skittle, a Spanish-owned company, out of somewhere in Germany with the U.S. Army. No CIA or FBI involvement. The CIA and FBI have hamstrung and taken Trump down. The general establishment in D.C., the swamp, I mean, has absolutely abandoned poor Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, folks, they have done a wonderful job of making Donald Trump look like a fool. You know, literally like a baboon. I mean, just like a babbling idiot, I'm sorry, but that's what they've done. He makes sense less than some. He's pretty, you know, forthright and simple. But he'll speak for 2.5 hours at a rally, and they'll give you 22 seconds of things taken out of context or confused or whatever. This is the world we live in. Pravda propaganda. It's deeply bad stuff. So the word is, and as after seeing what I've seen, I would say, and this is a little gutsy, but I would say there's a 99.97% chance, the same as your survival rate with COVID. There's a 99.97% chance that these servers for the voting machines are cooking the books. In other words, the election's been stolen. And that's based on a lot of fact and no hyperbole, no innuendo, just fact. Now, if Trump used the U.S. military, I love this stuff where you get, there's all these fact check sites. You have got to get this into your head. I deal with this. My friends deal with it. When I was talking to one of my doctor buddies this weekend, he's dealing with it with his son, who's a surgeon. He says, so the story is that Trump commanded, if you will, the U.S. Army military, I don't know what branch, I'm sure it was some fine operators. First, he did his discussion and negotiation with Germany, went in to seize these servers. And by the way, to confirm this, whether you noticed or not, last week a gentleman named Mark Espers, who was our national security director under Trump, was laid off. Of course, the media automatically said, well, he was laid off because he disagreed with Trump. And Trump's in, all of a sudden, we got to go straight back to the sociopathic, narcissistic, egomania every time. That's their call button. Well, now they're trying to make it look like, you got to be kidding me. So, you know, they're trying to make it look like Biden won. Total farce. That's why the left was so unhinged. Because the winds were supposedly so small, they made sure to try to get the winds outside of the 0.5% margin so there wasn't a recount. Okay? So, supposedly the Army went in, and it makes sense because Trump, you know, the CIA and FBI have undermined him at a level. It's terrible. It's the deep state. And I've discussed the fact that I, you know, before John Boehner, who was the Speaker of the House, stepped down, I was very blessed and privileged enough to spend a day with him in the sun on Lake Coeur d'Alene. We had some very, very good friends of ours who have a massive, you know, 26 or 2,800 square foot, absolutely gorgeous houseboat. And there was about eight couples, I believe, on there. And we went down to a gentleman's home who owns a very significant business in Idaho, very big, like, you know, many thousands of employees, and hung out down there. And I had the privilege of talking with him for a period of time and asking him about the Obama scandals and all this kind of stuff. And he said, Kevin, you have no clue. It's so much bigger than you think, so much more profound. I go, like what? I can't tell you because we can't get hard, verifiable evidence, which means, oh, it's a conspiracy. No. He mentioned the deep state. I've mentioned the secret societies that go to the projects. They get a young black girl who's an extremely intelligent, hyper performer. And they go to the single mother and they say, look, we got a program we're going to put your daughter through. It's basically the Harvard of high schools. And then after that, we're going to put her through Harvard or whatever and get her a law degree. But we get to choose the area of specialization, etc. They bring them out of that program, plug them into the State Department somewhere. Obviously, D.C. is the hub. And the reason they're able to easily plug them in is because they've already gotten people plugged in at every level. John Boehner was telling me that when they do research or investigations, they hit brick walls with the State Department and everything ends up at the front steps of the White House. They can't go anymore. They won't cooperate. The thing that you got to realize, and that drove John away. He was gone in a month after that. The thing you have to realize is when they won't, you know, disclose all this stuff, they've got the media behind them. I mean, we don't. We being God-loving, God-fearing, constitutional Christians. I don't care if you're libertarian. I don't care what you're. I am terribly libertarian. I think I even talked on the show recently of some of my beliefs that would offend you as fellow believers, like the drug laws, Portugal, full legalization, and what? Second lowest violent crime in the world. You're like, no, no, no. We've been raised. It's bad. It's evil. You know what? You can do whatever you want to your body as long as it doesn't affect your neighbor, hypothetically your biblical neighbor. That's my belief. I have other beliefs, libertarian oriented. I'm 10% short on the libertarian ticket because I really believe that the strong man's job is to protect the weak and innocent. I think that's very biblical. I think that applies as a nation and as individuals, okay? And so I lean this way super heavily, but at the same time, well, in cases like this, if we have a democratic form of elector, you know, of elections, of electing representative, that's the most sacred, powerful right possible. Who'd have thunk? Who'd have thunk they'd done this? And these, why is it that every organization is saturated with liberals? Google, social media, Facebook. I mean, folks, train wreck, train wreck, train wreck. Do you understand how profound this is? So the story is they seize these servers, and then it's all on the QT. Supposedly, Bob Barr was there, U.S. Attorney General, and people are like, oh, that's where he's been. I've heard other things. There's other things that corroborate. I can't guarantee it. The media, here's the thing you got to watch for. I'm going to tell you this again. I learned a lot about this, not that I can't figure it out on my own, but in college logic classes, studying applied mathematics and other things. I had to take logic classes. They're amazing. They're just common sense. There's various logic patterns that, you know, they just... God gave us common sense. And what logic does is logic takes our common sense and somehow quantifies it, which is interesting because truth is easy to quantify, right? I mean, it's basically you just do. I mean, there's a way. It's interesting where mathematics has a wonderful, wonderful way of describing things that you or I take for granted. And so when you get into logic, you start to look at, I mean, if you have basic logic patterns, you can, in a lot of cases, you can figure out if someone's lying to you without them even, you know, giving it up. And there's, you know, about double negatives and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I didn't mean to get a little too sidetracked into that stuff. But it's, you know, when you use this stuff, you can figure things out. And so here's where I was going with that. You get these fact-checking organizations, and what they do is they say, okay, they say, here's the story. Every time they take a story from a specific company or journal or a publishing company, right? Somebody they, of course, disagree with because Snopes and PolitiFact and all this, they're flaming lefties bouncing off the left wall so hard they're getting brain damage from the impact. And they will take one write-up and say, according to this story, blank, 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 blank. And they'll say, not true or false. They won't tell you what part of it's not true. They'll say, this story says, Saturday, whatever the date was Saturday, what would that be? Saturday, November 14th, at 3:23 p.m., the U.S. Army solely invaded such and such location in Frankfurt, Germany, and seized 7 computers belonging to Dominion. They have all these specific details, and then they get down and say, not true. What's not true? Is it the 7 computers? Was it 6? Was it 8? Was it not 3:23 p.m.? Was it 3:18? Was it 3:35? Right? Was it not on, you know, I mean, was it not Saturday? Was it 3 in the morning, not 3 p.m. in the afternoon? This is the problem with, this is one of the main problems with these supposed fact-checking organizations. Not to mention the fact that there are liars and deceivers. And now when Trump went to drain the swamp, folks, he pulled back the veil on the pit of hell. I mean, he has brought forth the greatest amount of evil. So here's what happens. I mean, years back, I was in a situation and a certain thing was happening to a certain person, and there was literally 300 viewers. Okay, we're in a large area in a major city. And people were watching. I barged forth and I got involved and had my, you know, confrontation or whatever and protected this person. Afterwards, someone said to me, what's wrong with you, man? You could have got killed. Why would you want to be one out of 300 men that would put themselves in that position, etc.? And I thought, you know, that's right. One out of 300, how sad. You know, of course, after I did that, well, that's a different situation. I had another situation where a guy, you can be in major cities at the right time of night, and you can watch, at least back, it's been years, maybe better now, but pimps or whatever, beating up their girls, you know? And I've jumped in the middle of those situations, and no one will. In one situation, I did it. And then after I got involved, then a couple wives were prodding their husbands. Hey, get in there. And hell, it's too late now, buddy. But here's my point. These are the ratios of us, right? I'm not saying I'm some big superhero. I'm probably brain dead from all the things I've done to my body over the years or whatever. I don't care. I really don't care. I used to love a good fight, by the way, which those days are far behind me. Now I'd love a good nap if I could ever get one. But, you know, the point is when you get in those situations, then, you know, certain people see it and then other men will join. But it's a small fraction. You've heard the stories of people being literally raped in the streets of the ghetto or project where a woman will be screaming at the top of her lungs. People will shut their windows because of the noise. Because by golly, why would they ever want to inconvenience themselves? I mean, that's inconvenient. That's not, you know, how am I going to watch my reality TV show at night and chew on my Tostitos or whatever it is and pop, keep working on that spare tire? How can I do that when this lady's screaming in the streets? I mean, you think that's extreme? That's not. This is, sadly, some aspect of the human nature, which is also what's coming with Biden's proposed, threatened lockdowns, which Inslee is already putting in place. Folks, you have a problem. You're going to go under military lockdown. Oh, no, I'm evil. How dare I? I mean, Kevin, you're scaring people, man. We got freedom. You know, freedom is temporarily on the shelf. I mean, really? I guess. You know, you got, well, for this terrible pandemic, that there is a 99.97% survival rate for those under age 70 who are, it's a baloney, folks. Baloney. You'll be like, well, you never know. Okay, it's the flu. Well, I know a person who got it and they got pretty sick. Sick don't matter. Dead matters. We get sick. So here's the game. Global warming, climate change. Oh, no. You need to fear climate change. You know, when we go from summer to winter, that's got to be our fault. I mean, we got so much trash on the earth, maybe we're tilting the axis so that the rotation gets affected. I'm joking. Really? I mean, do you understand? I mean, back, I think I mentioned this in a recent show, back in the, when was it? Around the time of G-Dub, George Washington, when he took over Trenton resurrected the American Revolution to our favor, and we won and became a country. Ultimately, it was during what they call the mini ice age. Things had gotten so cold the year that George Washington crossed the Delaware with 300 men who dropped off by attrition and hypothermia and everything else was the coldest year on record as long as we've been here. Well, it happened to freeze the Delaware over, which is a very fast-moving river, et cetera. They lost tons of materials, et cetera. So, you know, we have huge fluctuations in everything around us. Whether it doesn't matter, economics, genetics, all these things, they're going to fluctuate and they're going to change. So there we are, a ways away from where we began. Okay? So when you look at, like, these logic patterns and you see what people say and how they write them out, I'm just telling you, don't drink the Kool-Aid. A friend of mine was talking to his son, who's a doctor. I said, And he said, his son goes, well, Dad, I just searched Google. And Google says that's debunked or not true. And he goes, who on Google? Oh, USA Today fact check. Okay, USA Today, flaming lefty, crazy thing. So like he said to his son, he goes, okay, son, which I've dealt with the same thing. And it's just these kids think Google. Google is their God. Google is the God. You look it up on Google, it's got to be true. We grew up in a whole different era with a whole different concept of verifiable, legitimate journalism. When I was growing up, me being Captain Old Pants here, we had to have, so for a book to be published, there was no internet. For a book to be published, it had to go through extreme scrutiny. We had to learn how to list out a slew of bibliographies. I've seen in high school now where kids can use a Google page as a bibliography. But we had to use sources that had been verified with veracity, legitimacy, no question. You know, it had to be legitimately documented scientific fact, period. No questions, that's that. That's how it worked. So we've carried that mentality forward, those of us my age, probably passed it on down. Then you get into biblical wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Not relevant anymore. Google tells you everything, okay? You can do it all, you just read Google. Okay, if that's the case, why are we here? Because of life experience. There is wisdom only comes from experience. Wisdom is the application of knowledge and understanding. You can only do that if you know how to live. Why do companies say minimum 12 years experience required for high-paying jobs? Because there's nothing that can replace time. You can study, study, study. You can get 4 PhDs. But unless you've been in the field, on your feet, doing whatever it is you're going to do, you're never going to have the real world experience. I've seen people countless times get so puffed up with this knowledge and information that they literally think they're superior and they don't know what they're doing. They really don't. And so that. Couple things. As we wind down, my feelings are this, folks. Okay, the thing with Trump and the supposed seizure of the servers by the U.S. Army, supposedly they're going to go through them and try to dictate the fraud. And the bottom line is, and you know, Dominion was coming out with claims of denial. No, this isn't true. Everything is auditable. You know what's auditable? What's auditable is a list, I saw it, a printout of the votes. Not who voted, when, where, why, how, but just the votes. So these Dominion servers, to go back and actually specify whose vote it was, is a long process. These servers are highly encrypted, I understand, and so the U.S. Army military has to figure out how to get into them. I have a funny feeling the NSA probably knows, but Trump intentionally left out CIA, FBI, and NSA because they're bad. They're bad. They're undermining him. They're destroying his existence. It is a problem. So they'll figure this out. If it's true, it doesn't matter what fake news tells us. We have about a month or so left to verify, certify the votes. Trump has a month of court cases and whatnot. And I'm going to tell you, do not pay attention to the news. It is lying to you worse than ever. They're doing this whole, you know, blow it off, mock him, make fun of him, just totally minimize it, act like Biden's in. Folks, pray. Pray. I guarantee you 190% this election was won through a stack of fraudulent activities. Pray that this comes out before the election. People have been paid substantial amounts of money to zip their lips. And they have what's called an opposing positive negative incentive. Okay? If you do what we say and what you agree to, you get $5 million. And this is true. If you don't, you die and your family dies in tragic whatnot. These are the options hourly employees are given sometimes. And there was verification this weekend of money being transferred to offshore accounts with substantial amounts of money to offshore accounts like Bahamas or whatever, to specific LLCs who are, you know, owned by people associated with, like, Dominion and whatnot. And then, according to one source in this country where it's taking place, some of the money's been transferred to individuals associated with Dominion. And the guy's comment was that he had someone tell him, kind of braggadociously, stupidly, but criminals aren't bright, that they get a certain amount up front and a certain amount after a certain date to make sure the votes were literally cooked. This is legit. This is going on right now, folks. This is happening. If it wasn't, wouldn't Biden be? Biden doesn't say, man, this is important. We want to know the truth. We want America, you and me, to get the representative we elected. Okay, we've got so many indications of flip-flop votes, hundreds of thousands of votes back and forth, and I went through the first night, everything that's happened, and now we'll move on past that. We've got serious fraud. Just pray that God will reveal it now, not later. Pray, you know, God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. Okay? That's the thing.